mentioned being inspired in Amsterdam. I'm not sure you mentioned
Amsterdam.
What publications you saw there. Was it Red Light District? They had the blue books or guides or something?
The one I saw was I think it might have been called the Amsterdam Yellow Pages.
Really?
And there was also one from San Francisco, too, made up at the same time. The whole Earth catalog was coming out at the same time. Okay. You could tell it was low, like small
underground,
small underground printing. That's what gave me the idea. I knew I could do that too.
Yeah,
you know, you could just print it up, and that's when so I dropped out of university and decided I was going to write Montreal People's Yellow Pages.
The mix of nightlife and fun stuff, but then also important resources like abortions or health clinics,
and the price of hashish.
Price of
never.
You never saw that.
No, but back then you
you weren't going to know.
No, nobody was printing that information.
Is that why there was a certain anonymity to the? I mean, you do have an address for the thing.
That's the post office box. That was down where. That's Station G. That was on the corner of Clark and Pine Avenue. That building on the south west corner.
So it was considered safe at the time with a post office box. Now, what sort of research team did you assemble to make sure you got the prices right?
Me. It was me. I did all the research and all the correlating and all.